skill for, ACES. ACES stands for action-oriented, concrete, experiential, and specific. Ruminations often focus on judgments about the events or people involved, and the negative aspect of what happened, or what we should have done, or what someone else did. But focusing on ACES, our thoughts change materially into a specific action-oriented plan that helps quiet these thoughts by moving our cognitive processing into the task of positive mode. We can see ACES worked out in a practical way during the COVID-19 crisis. Rather than ruminating about the possibility of getting the illness or loss of work or whatever fear we may have, we are advised to do ACEs, that is, keep social distancing, wear protective face and hand gear, sanitize frequently, touch the surfaces, stay at home. These are examples of specific action steps. For clinicians who may be ruminating about a client, look to incorporate ACEs together in group supervision. What are the actions that can be taken? For example, for our work with traumatized clients, the clinician should focus on action-oriented, concrete, experiential, and specific tasks to do in the case, such as complete and review a safety plan, follow the steps in order of a treatment plan or evidence-based practice to address trauma, identify next treatment steps, and focus on what the clinician can do and has control over, rather than what is not within the clinician's control. Likewise, the clinician can begin to do ACEs with regard to their work, something action-oriented, bringing rumination to group supervision, start his or her own therapy with their own therapist, focus on learning and developing skills and knowledge about how to treat trauma. In this way, ACEs can be implemented in that parallel process. Remember, it's not therapy we are doing with our supervisees. We are not reviewing their life histories or their own traumas. Supervisors are providing supervisees areas of growth to learn and follow through on skills to develop and maintain one's professional competencies.